Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
God, that is real.
What do you think it's an issue for the?
Well, it's just I got a new dishwasher and
congrats.
This is thank you.
You're welcome.
I was proud.
Well, you should be.
It's a big move, you know what I mean?
Because absolutely. It's kind of
what am I talking about? Everyone else does all the work, but it's listen to that. It was supposed to be a quiet one, and this thing over here is just trying to be the main character.
Well, you know, it's not. It's a little quieter, if I may, than your old dishwasher.
Well, I mean, then isn't that something? That's crazy. It was so loud.
You were. I believe you were tricked, right? Because it was a Whirlpool, but with three O's.
Yes. I believe it's like a Dutch Whirlpool. It's like a...
There was a tiny umlaut.
Vanderpool. Yes.
Vanderpool.
But it was supposed to be like more sustainable. Honestly, it sounded like a person in there who was actually washing dishes. There was so much clanking and clinking.
And cursing.
Clanking and clinking, cursing.
There was noises that came out of it that sounded like someone...
And cursing.
What is that? Wishing and hoping and waiting or something?
That's right. Wishing and hoping and dreaming.
That's right.
And skimming.
Skimming.
Skimming?
Oh, skimming.
I think it was skimming.
Oh,
I
no. Were they skimming?
Well, they just barely... Well, in that movie, they were. Boy, oh, boy. I wonder if that movie holds up. People were divided. That movie divided everybody. We're talking about... Hi, everyone.
What
by the way, this is The Neighborhood
about?
Listen.
There's
we should introduce ourselves.
Skimming or a dishwasher movie?
No, neither. You know, the one with Julia Roberts at my best friend's wedding.
My best friend's wedding.
Yeah, Ani DiFranco did a cover of that song, and that opens
is that
movie.
So?
Yes.
What a
look
strange,
it up.
I will not do that, but
somebody will.
I understand the impulse.
Anyways,
okay, yes, we should introduce the show.
Yeah, I am Joan Pedestrian. Hi.
Hi, I am Burnt Mia Payday. We are friends and neighbors.
Yes, true. Both are true.
In the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. And this is our podcast, The Neighborhood Listen. And what we do is we look at life in our neighborhood and share it with you.
That's it. Yes.
Yes.
That's a great pitch. I would buy that. If this wasn't a podcast, I'd buy it right now on the spot.
Well, so we're covered either way.
Either way.
We do exist. And if we didn't, then you
we
would
could.
Buy it. Yeah. That's a relief.
Isn't it?
Now, what occasioned the purchase of the new dishwasher, and what brand is it?
Well, again, because it was just so loud, it was so loud, and also wasn't really getting the dishes clean. You know?
Oh well, you can't have that.
Well, there's this whole thing where you're supposed to put them real dirty. You know, because the dishwasher likes something to work off of, yes, right? I hear.
You have to give the dishwasher a task.
But the problem was, and of course, Doug, he can chime in here. My husband, Doug.
Doug's our producer. And
you know,
also
he took that to like the nth degree. Like, I mean, he was leaving like full, it was almost a full plate of food in there, you know, that.
Didn't you tell me you put a whole cake in there one time?
He did. And he thought, well, it'll have something to work off
like
of.
Nobody
said,
had
well,
even,
it doesn't need to eat the cake.
Nobody had even had a slice of the cake.
No, he just put it in there. He said, this'll work.
I read that you don't have to rinse anything off the plate. It's actually
right,
good
but
for
if
it.
Right.
It's good for it.
It's
yes,
good
the
for
enzymes.
It. When we start talking about it like it's a sentient being, it's good for the dishwasher.
I don't know if the enzymes
it needs its cake.
Cake has enzymes.
No, of course cake has enzymes.
Sure. We don't need to get into the enzymes of it all.
No. And I do believe that cake has enzymes, but I think that you know, that when people say that, they say that, you know, you're not supposed to rinse the plate.
Right. Like spins, like spins. Straight up clean. You're not supposed to make it absolutely like, I mean, what's that thing when it.
What was that? What was that?
You know, that's the sound of the squeaky thing.
That's pretty good, Joan.
Thank you.
I did not know you did sound effects.
Didn't know that. I had that one in my roster.
What?
Got to add it to the special
to the
skills
roster.
On the resume.
It's in the roster for sure. And what other do you offhand, can you think of any other sound effects that you could do?
Oh boy. Okay, let me think. My alarm clock. Okay, maybe not.
That's a clock.
I have that chime one. That just sounds like a
it
robot.
Like Primus. what kind of? It's a clock. It's not like a phone.
No,
alarm.
I'm just talking about my iPhone. No, it is. I did terrible job. You put me on the spot, Bernd, and now I need to run through the roster of sound effects
I
that I
did
have.
Not intend for this to be a gotcha, and I apologize.
It was a real gotcha moment.
I thought we were having fun.
Okay, so babe, why? First of all, where are you? Where are you today?
Yeah, what room are you in today, Doug?
I'm in the Sizzler.
What? What does that mean?
Oh boy!
Are you not on site?
It's an incredibly recreated Sizzler.
Listen to me. If there's anyone who loves all you can eat shrimp, it is my husband.
That's right. And where do you go for all you can eat shrimp? Sizzler.
Yes, but now our house.
Well,
but yes,
you don't see
them
much
shrimp,
anymore.
Definitely Sizzler.
Yeah. Sometimes Red Lobster will offer all you can eat shrimp, and you're like,
nope.
I'm going to the
Sizzler.
Give me
the steak one.
Yeah.
So he created a whole buffet.
He
made a Sizzler in the house. He made a Sizzler in the house.
Wow.
We had to hire a cook.
What? Why? Okay. Now look, I don't normally question these things. You know me.
Well.
I don't know if I questioned the cigar store. I think I rolled with that. But. What is that laughing?
Well, just what we said at the same time. You said I rolled with that. It's cigars
rolling.
You
of
know.
Course.
You
I wish
know.
I hadn't said anything.
Couples brain.
But yeah, it is
couples
brain.
Brain.
I get that
for
I
sure.
That. But this now you are hiring employees to work.
I do think this is a step too far. This is a step too far.
Yeah.
Because now, right now I had to get extra insurance for this room.
Oh no,
I did. And
W-9s are involved now.
I wish you didn't invite the health inspector. I just don't think we had to do that.
I had to. It has been, to be honest, for all the rooms we've done, this has been the most stressful room because you're right. It's like owning a business. I own a franchise now.
And is there just the one chef in the Sizzler kitchen there? Because you're not just when you build a Sizzler, that's not just a room.
That's what I say.
Speaking of couples brain, we did not have couples brain on this particular project.
Doesn't
because we
like.
Got the cook in the back,
yeah.
But he just added, I just went up there about a week ago. He added the, what's the name for the person who cuts the meat for you under the red lamp?
The butcher.
does he have a fancier name? You know, at like a buffet when there's a man who actually,
he has the white hat.
Right.
Yes. He added that. He thinks that's one of the coolest things ever is when there's a man cutting your meat.
You what? What, Doug?
I had him grow a mustache.
You had him grow a mustache.
That was really the only requirement.
Which is definitely encroaching on his just basic human rights. I mean, I have a lot. I have to get an HR department. Right
now
it's
funny.
Me.
It's like usually they want you to cut your hair or shave rather than grow a mustache.
Basically what this Sizzler is an amalgamation of all the best food buffets that Doug has ever been to. Now he loves Sizzler and it was just an easy catch-all name.
So he's put his own spin.
Yes. Well, Well, because again, Sister doesn't really have that guy who cuts the meat, you know, but
true.
But we went to one restaurant one time for Christmas. I don't know. There was this restaurant called the Magic Pan. They don't have it in town anymore.
Oh, no.
But it was
the Magic Pan has closed.
It was crepes.
I didn't know this.
There was a
crepe
station and a Bananas Foster station. I'm sorry to break it to you, Bert.
All the stations are gone.
The stations are gone.
Oh,
but it was a crepe
place.
And he, yes,
I loved it too. I wish I'd gone more.
They made their own Starburst for you.
Yes, they did. I remember that.
They did. That
they
was
said you had to order. They said order now because it takes an hour and 10 minutes.
Yes. You had to order your homemade Starburst
yes,
ahead of time.
And then they put them in a bag.
Just a couple.
You know what? I wonder if they just bought Starburst and put them in there.
I think they did. Someone back there was unwrapping all of them and putting them back in the wrappers that said Magic Pan.
Right.
And there's out back, there's just a pile of orange and green.
They would throw them in the pan, though. I saw them tossing a Starburst in the pan like a...
That sounds like, made up.
They were pan fried the Starburst.
That? Pan fried Starburst?
I saw.
It sounds like another one of his fantasies.
Another one of his fantasies.
Well, I'm telling you. So he's got so
another one
wants,
of Doug's
he,
food
he
fantasies.
He wants to add a crepe station. I said, no, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
We literally, we're losing money right now.
You'd have to be. I mean, there's only right now. How many of you are living in the house right now?
Okay. Well, Jalibi's back from Australia.
Okay.
She went and did a like a little homesteading situation where she was on a farm.
Homesteading
and,
situation.
Well, that's what they call it these days.
Oh, where they go over there and you do manual labor.
Right. And you're living off the land and whatnot. And
fun.
White moms on Instagram love it. Anyway, so so basically, she's back. The twins are.
Oh no! That.
How about that sound effect for
wow.
you?
Wow! We have to unpack this, of course. But the twins, Matt and Geppetto.
Matt and Geppetto, yes.
And what? So what kind of state are they in now? Are they back home?
They are supposed to be in our state, and they're supposed to be in our home. But they are. They're pranking us.
Oh. As we speak.
Yes.
This is in progress. You're talking to me from inside this prank.
Yes, it's been going on for 3 weeks. They have not been home. I know they could even be in the house. I know they love Halloween. It's their favorite time of year.
Sure,
okay?
Well, of course.
And every year the pranks get crazier. Remember yes. one of them was just putting stacks of rocks outside the house. That
I
was
do remember that.
Bigger.
I do remember that.
And we didn't know what it was. I thought it was aliens.
They started with a feather,
know,
I believe.
I think so.
Waited for you to notice the feather outside the house.
And then the stacks just got closer and closer and closer and bigger. But it was terrifying.
Right. Yeah.
My own children. So it's the unknown. It's the terror of the unknown.
We're all
and the unexplained.
Exactly. This is why we fear death and we shouldn't.
Well, I was going to say UFOs, but okay, burnt death. Yes. I mean, that is also absolutely fair. That's fair.
You know, my mother used to say, if the UFOs come, I'm going with them.
Wait, are you serious? Oh my goodness. That's amazing. I know other people like that.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. Oh,
yes, she used
goodness.
To say, if they come, I'm getting on that
that's
ship.
That's just
You'll
so
never
sad.
See me again.
Was that so sad? What, did you think, my goodness, why would you stay with us, Mom?
I just thought I get it. It'd be fun. Sounds like fun.
You know how young those people were in Cocoon? You know how much younger they are than us probably now? They were playing those old people. It's very upsetting to think about.
Yeah, I was thinking about Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And you were thinking about Cocoon?
Absolutely.
Do they go anywhere? At the end, they don't go anywhere.
They do.
Right? They do?
Yeah, spoiler alert, everybody.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
They do. They go up at the end. Yeah, they all get it. They leave. I think Steve Guttenberg goes too.
They feel like they learned how to break dance, and then it's like, well, what is left for us here?
Yeah, what,
we might as well go to the stars.
What is left for us here? Yeah, we're in our 50s. It's over.
Who didn't want to do it? Wilford Brimley?
Oh no, it's very sad. The wonderful actress named Hair to Wear. She played Rose. She didn't believe
named
in
who?
It.
Who Hair to Wear? Her name.
Okay, you know what? If you don't know how to spell it, that name sounds crazy.
The spelling makes it totally normal.
That sounds like another business that we could start.
I mean, it's
Hair to Wear.
It's a great pseudonym for an actor. Hair to Wear.
Okay, it's spelled H-E-R-T-A and pronounced Hair-ta, and then W-A-R-E.
Valpool.
Yes.
And she was the old lady. She would not get in the pool.
Yes. And the husband, the alien denier, I think his name is Bernie. And it's very sad. And she dies. And then he tries to take her into the pool. And then reverse the. He's such an idiot. But so young. I think that they were all very,
like 41.
Very, yes.
Yeah. At death's door.
Death's door is all over. So yes. Okay. So that was very, it's very, I guess you understood your mom wanting to leave. I don't know if I would. I couldn't do it. Then again, you know, I wouldn't have to live this awful terror every Halloween of what my kids are going to do to me. So what they did is they just disappeared. Okay. Not a trace, not a sound. Okay. Not an indication. We keep finding their cars in weird places in town.
Really?
Yes.
What are some of the weird places in town that you found their cars?
I guess in my mind, any place that's not in our driveway is a weird place to find their car.
Absolutely.
But to be fair, yes. One was in the, sort of like just right in the entrance of a Target. Real problem.
Sure. Just... Are you talking about the driveway entrance, or you're talking about the door?
I'm talking about those actual sliding doors. By the way, could I just make a gripe real quick?
Oh, sure.
Is it just me, or every time I walk into a Target, somehow it's the exit doors, and I'm not supposed to be there? I feel like every door at Target is the exit door and you can't go in. Is it just me? I'm always entering the wrong way.
It's a very specific gripe joke.
Wow, I really thought that was going to land with someone.
And it does sound like a user error.
It's going to resonate with somebody. Right.
I don't know what Target could do about that.
They have too many exit-only doors. But that's what I'm saying.
Are you not able to get inside the Target?
No, it just says you can't. And then you're like, well, I don't want to be the asshole.
But then you go in anyway.
Well, and then in the end, my kids parked their car in it. So I guess I guess that was the ultimate.
Sideways or?
Do you hear that?
Oh, my word.
I know. I mean, it's
that could be them.
Honestly, babe, you're not wrong. It could be them.
Do you think they're hiding in the dishwasher? It's a dummy dishwasher.
Yes, it could be. Listen to that. They're just trying to mess with me. So, I mean, at any given moment, I'm just ready for them to pounce, you know? So when you ask me.
What will they do? They'll just jump out at you like,
I don't know. They've done that before.
Sure.
They have done that before.
Yeah.
One of them buried himself alive for a month.
He buried himself alive for a month. So his twin did not even assist in this. They did separate pranks?
They did. Well, here's what happened. So they did a prank together.
Uh-huh.
They did a joint prank.
Right.
And then Matt was the one who came out, you know, in terms of like, okay, I'm back and the prank is over.
Right.
And then he was like, where's Geppetto? I'm concerned. You know, he played into it like as if he didn't know what was going
on. Double prank.
And, it was in the Doug always makes those silly tombstone decorations for Halloween with the very funny, yes. Here's a dead Fred, a big old stone dropped on his head or whatever.
One year he did like actual neighbors' names yeah, with
they were
dates
upset about
and they were upset. Future
and specifically
dates.
Specifically how they died.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I remember people were very upset. And you know what? Three of them came true. To the day.
Specifically too.
Yeah.
Like, just, babe, I mean, honestly, that's why we don't do it anymore.
That's right.
And the other reason is Geppetto had buried himself under one of the fake tombstones, right?
Smart.
Right. So, yeah, I guess. Also horrible for me because we like to keep our decorations up. We like to do Halloween right into Christmas. So we do Halloween all through November.
Yeah, no Thanksgiving.
We don't take anything down. No.
No.
No, for so many reasons.
Yeah.
And so.
What's your midpoint again from when it shifts to Halloween to Christmas?
You mean, right when we switch from Halloween to Christmas?
Yes.
November 30th, baby.
So Halloween all through November.
That's right. Yeah.
And then December 1st, boom.
Boom. Santa inflatables, everything. And we paint some of any leftover pumpkins, we paint white and we make them into pumpkin snowmen. It's actually really adorable.
I can't fault that.
But thank you. But anyway, so that's why I didn't think anything of it. And I do tend to the decorations.
I'm so sorry.
Can I
go back to any leftover pumpkins? What is your pumpkin buying situation.
Well, I mean, Doug and I argue about this, but it is excessive, okay? I don't know if you've noticed, but they come out with starting to sell so many different colors of pumpkins.
Yes,
it's
true.
To have them all.
Yes.
And the gourds, and the, it's just a proliferation of
the ones with
of,
the hideous
of
skin.
Squash. Yes, yes.
Why
the
is that?
Bumpy. I don't know. I really don't know.
We
I
mean, didn't need to see that.
I guess, if it but, was then, a but thing, then what does that say about us, Bert? What's wrong with a bunch of pestules on a pumpkin?
It's bad. It says that we
but
don't want to see that.
Just because we've decided it's bad, but maybe no, it's but beautiful. It
but if people, but it's not, Joanne.
I'm
you know
trying
that
to make a
not.
Point, Bert. But
if,
oh boy.
If people have pustules, it, something is wrong.
Is it, you're a pharmacist, is it pustules or pustules?
Pustules.
Pustules.
P-U-S.
I because still can't tell. Oh, P-U-S. Oh, neither vowel. Boy, yes. Was I wrong.
But pharmacists
what's
do
a
use
pestule?
Pestles.
Pestle, that's what I'm
a
thinking
A mortar
of.
And pestle.
Oh, a mortar and pestle.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that yeah. would be such. There's a very good tongue twister in there somewhere.
Oh, I know.
An apostle with a pestle for a pustule. Oh,
it's like Danny oh, Kaye, the Inspector General, a movie that was on TV every Sunday for most of my life.
Oh, I love Danny Kaye. I just love him.
Do you really?
I do. They don't make him like that anymore.
It's so true.
They make him like my son, who a month into tending to the fake graves, just popped out and grabbed my ankle one day.
Oh, perfect.
I was almost in the grave myself.
That's
my
the way
God,
to do it.
From
that, I mean, if
shock.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
So this is what I'm saying. I don't know where they're going to come from. I right. don't know when it's going to be. It could be in the middle of the night. It could be it could be in the middle of this podcast. Who knows?
Right.
Anytime. And it again, because of the way we celebrate Halloween, it could last till November 30th.
I hadn't even considered that.
Mm-hmm. Well, most people don't. So, anyways, back to this business I'm running with a... Babe, I think I've just got to say it right now. We're not going to have a crepe station. I can't do it. We're not going to do it. Okay?
I forgot about what you. We got so far away when you said this business I'm running. I had no idea what
oh,
you were talking
you
about.
Didn't?
Yeah, I
didn't.
No, I didn't either.
You're in there. You did.
Yeah,
he's still in there.
I was just playing along.
Are
I
mean, you eating right now, babe? Are you eating?
Yeah, well, yeah, I forgot to eat.
How'd you forget to eat? You're in a restaurant.
No, well, I'm eating now because I forgot to eat before.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
We always forget
to
eat before
we start. In answer to the question, are you eating? The answer is yes.
Yes.
When Doug answers, he answers for himself from the beginning of the day, right? He is thinking,
well,
that
Doug didn't get to answer.
Who? You know, what?
That Doug didn't get to answer the question.
See, that's so how he thinks of it. He thinks of morning Doug as a different Doug. He's changed so much.
Wow.
And so he refers to him as that Doug.
I mean, there's a certain I think, wisdom to that.
Yeah, there's a little philosophical.
I'm not sure
we can apply that to the way he thinks about it, but yes, that's very generous.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, Doug's answering that question reminds me of someone that I know in my life who... If let's say you this person said something to you and you couldn't quite figure out what they said,
okay,
and you ask them to repeat themselves, uh-huh, and then they start with a completely new thing.
You're
They're
kidding.
Going back and explaining the origin of what they were saying. It's like, I did not need that. I just needed.
Oh, wow.
I literally. It's not,
almost like they think you're an idiot.
It's almost like that. And so many times I wanted to say, I'm not dumb. I didn't hear you. But I don't say that.
Truly, is there anything worse, just in the realm of conversation, than truly thinking you can get away with not hearing a little moment, laughing, and then getting caught 2 seconds later,
it's,
where you just can't
terrible,
get yourself
it's
out?
It's a terrible feeling.
It's awful. It's never worth it.
It's a terrible feeling.
And yet, I do it all the time.
Oh, I do it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it right now.
I was going to say, I think you did.
I thrive on that feeling.
What? Feeling? What the feeling?
What a rush, Doug says.
He likes to live on the edge. What can I say?
I got caught not paying attention. I feel alive.
I'm okay with ditching the crepe station, but.
Oh, okay, good. We're back on that.
Really, the
okay.
only. The thing I love the most about the Sizzler is the toast.
And then we'll go around the table.
The cheese. The cheese toast.
Oh,
I just
yes.
wanted that
on that
again.
Sort of big, thick,
toast.
That yes.
thick Texas toast.
Texas
Something
toast.
You could very easily make yourself at home.
How?
I told him.
Without a Sizzler.
See,
they patented that, I think.
I don't think so. I could
so.
Make it
I've
for
had
you.
It other places.
Here's the thing. Doug thinks that, again, the red light and just any buffet lighting and setup yes. makes any type of food taste different.
Absolutely.
Taste has that specific sort of je ne sais quoi on it.
Mm.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Now he's asking questions. Is that this Doug or that Doug?
Joan, you're coming at me. You're crushing me today.
I don't think you've ever said that. I'm coming at you, babe. What? I was just playing, having a little fun. Wow.
Sorry.
He's getting testy in the sizzler.
I forgot to eat.
I know you did. Babe, get to have some shrimp. Sizzler. What were you going to say? And then we probably should take a break.
Simply going to ask, have you ever had bread like the sizzler bread? If it's so easy to make, have you ever had it anywhere else?
Listen, I will allow that there's maybe just an extra little crunch or a little something. Like, I think it's really just that it's a bit more burnt.
Yes.
Not you. Oh. Oh, boy. That's never happened before.
I can't believe that's never happened.
It finally happened.
It happens to me often in life, but never here.
Right. Yes, never here, because we've never never had anything burnt until we had a sizzler. So I would say that the only... Thank you.
Especially also, with those pyromaniac twins.
I just mean me, not my pyromaniac sure. twins. They've said a lot of things on fire. But what I will, other than that, babe, I'm sorry. I don't share your deep love of that cuisine. I'll just be very honest. And you know this. This is not a secret. I'm not coming at you.
Specifically red light cuisine.
Red light cuisine is not for me.
Right.
No.
Right. Warming lamp.
Warming lamp
lots
cuisine.
Warming lamp genre bricks. Food.
Say again.
Shiny bricks. There's a lot of shiny bricks in there that from what I remember.
Shiny bricks.
Okay. Wait. From what you remember.
Are we still talking about food? Or are we talking about the
ambiance?
The ambiance.
Oh, ambiance.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
on
I
the
think,
wall?
I think I know what he's
floor?
Talking about. I think it's on the floor. I'm thinking of shiny bricks everywhere. Do you mean everywhere, babe? Are you saying you want to add shiny bricks in the
shiny
room?
Shiny bricks everywhere. That's my dream.
Shiny bricks. No, it doesn't really work.
What was it supposed to be?
It was going
to
maybe be shiny happy people.
Oh, sure.
It should have been shiny happy bricks, probably.
Probably.
I think of those red
lamps. What a missed
lamps.
Opportunity.
Maybe next time.
So you want to add shiny bricks?
Well, I just think the red lamp, the heat lamps with the shiny bricks.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you, he thinks that the shiny bricks helps the taste. Yes, that's exactly it.
The phrase shiny bricks has lost all meaning for me.
See, this is... When before it had some.
I've never heard it so much in my life.
See, this is what I just want to say to him. Go to a real sizzler.
Yeah.
He's just trying to recreate something.
That, everywhere.
Well,
but did you?
There aren't that many left. Pan. That is true.
Doug, are like there the magic are pan. There shiny bricks in your sizzler that you've
there's
created?
There's one. And I've been, well, I'm,
one.
There's bricks, but this is not, it's not shiny enough.
He only got
it's,
one.
It's not shiny enough. So it's somewhat like been, a semi-gloss brick.
Yeah, I've been glazing the one brick.
He's glazing bricks out back for the sizzler in our house. What am I? Do you hear the sentence I'm saying?
I know.
Burnt, this is getting...
It's getting out of control.
I almost called you Brick just now. Really just almost said Brick instead of Burnt. Who's named Brick? Oh,
Cat
in the Hot Tin Roof. Paul Newman.
Ruin that nickname for everybody.
Oh, sure, of course.
By being impotent.
Who? Wait, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot that part. I just remember he was on crutches.
He was on crutches, I think, because that was the extent of his impotence. But wasn't he? He couldn't have sex with Maggie the cat because he was secretly perhaps gay.
Oh,
I've never seen it, by the way.
You're just going based on just some memes?
These are all the Cat in the Hot Tin Roof memes that I've seen. Why aren't we memeing more theater?
Me when I can't do it with my wife. That's just a picture of Paul Newman on crutches.
TFW, she says, let's go one more time. All right. I think... All right. Now that we've spoken that into the universe, I think we should probably take a break.
Yes, I do too.
And when we return, we will have a guest. Of course, we go to the NeighborHap social networking application, and we look for posts of interesting people that we want to talk to right here in Dignity Falls. And this episode is no different. When we come back, we will have a guest right here on the NeighborHap.
Oh, burned. What happened there? Did you eat before the show?
He's turning into the dishwasher.
I did not. Oh, no. What a chilling tale.
Ugh, he's still quieter than that, babe. Let me tell you.
We'll
All right, we're going to eat and be right back.
Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife, we have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, this is Angela again, back here with Basket, $2, made of metal. Now, that's all you need to know. If you look at the picture, you can see why I'm getting rid of it, because, it's actually shorter and easier to list the things that you can put in it, because as you can see, it is way too wide for almost any item. You can't put rocks in here. You can't put tiny figurines in here. You can't put anything like toiletries, no Q-tips, no cotton balls, no toiletries whatsoever. You can't put a razor. It'll fall right through. As you can see, I don't know what they expected. You can't even put limes. You can't even put lemons. You can't put a pineapple because it's too thin on top and it's too wide along the sides. So all you can do is get a bunch of apples and hope for the best. Good luck, everybody. $2.
And we are back.
Oh,
Joan, I did not mean to startle you.
Again, I'm just jumpy because at any point, I thought you were maybe my sons. So, okay, no. I'm just so sorry.
No.
Okay, I'm okay.
What if it turned out that I was your
son? Oh, yeah, like Mission Impossible. You just rip off the face and it's Matt.
Oh, I meant like Star Wars.
You mean that you're actually going to say that I'm your mother?
What? Why don't we introduce our guest? We're going to read a post from the Neighbor app. And of course, if you have a post.
I don't like that I don't get to explain myself, but fine, go on.
I'm going to assume that I was the stupid one.
I know what I meant.
And everyone else understood. So there's no need for the explanation. I'm a suffer.
Like that person, you know, who explains things to you. Like
that's right. So what we do is we scour the Neighbor app for posts, the things that are interesting to us, and we want to shine a light on that. And if you'd like to do that, you can write to us if there's any that we may have missed from the Neighbor app. You can screenshot one and send it to us if you think it's worthy of coverage at burntandjoan@gmail.com. All right.
Okay.
This one may have been sent to us by someone, but I'm not sure, and I don't care. But
oh, burnt.
I shouldn't have said that.
We care very deeply.
We do care. I haven't eaten it. I'm a little jealous.
I knew you hadn't eaten.
A little jealous of Doug and
well,
the
just
Sizzler.
Run up to the buffet. Get a get a toast.
We're gonna
get
this,
a toast and a tail. Get a shrimp.
Toast and a tail.
Get a shrimp tail. What? Now, wait a minute. You didn't invite is people, that, did you?
Are of people
course. Wait, do we have wait? Who's serving
it sounds
them?
Sounds jam-packed in there.
So busy.
We're opening today.
This is the grand opening?
Whoa, what are you talking about?
That's why
about?
I was saying taking the crepes off the menu seems really last minute.
And you have one employee.
There sounds like at least 20 tables in there.
Doug, are you helping out at all? Or
who's taking orders?
Well, there's no. That's the beauty of Sizzlers. There's no help. It's all you can eat. It's like the.
I know, but somebody has to put. Somebody has to cook the food and put the food
on. Replay. Exactly. Oh my God.
To wipe down the sneeze guard. All right. Cheers.
Thank you.
All right. This is from the lost and found section.
Oh, okay.
And no name on this one. Just we don't know who posted this, so we'll
find out.
You'd
think you'd want to put a name if it's for the lost and found.
And I'm going to stop doing that. And here is the post. This is heartbreaking.
Oh no.
It says lost turtle. Now obviously lost turtles and tortoises we're no stranger to those here on the neighborhood list.
It happens so often.
I realize this is probably a very long shot, but I came home tonight and this handwritten notice by a child was taped to my front door regarding his or her lost turtle. Oh. I am at the corner of Coolidge and Teak. The telephone number on the notice is, and we're not going to read that out. In the midst of these crazy times we live in, I found this very poignant and touching. It brought a tear to my eye, the thought of a child desperately searching for their lost turtle. And there is a very crudely drawn turtle. This picture obviously will not be helpful, but it is.
In finding the turtle, you mean?
In finding the turtle.
Right.
Let me see. I would say if the turtle looks like that, it's too late.
Yeah. Mostly shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly shell. There's a little of the underbelly there. I mean, it's not, depending on how old the child is, it might not be that bad a drawing.
Sure.
But it's certainly not helpful.
No.
Finding the turtle. Uh-huh. And so we now have the person who posted this, who had this drawing taped to their door, and whose name we do not yet know.
No.
And we have them here in studio. Welcome.
Welcome.
Neighbor.
Can you tell us who you are?
Hi. Gwen Whispers.
Gwen Whispers?
Gwen Whispers. So nice to meet you.
Oh, Gwen. And let me just say for 1 minute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That to look at the both of you and in these crazy times, to be in a room with you all it's really something.
Oh, wow. Well, my goodness. That's lovely. Do you listen to the podcast?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just need to wet my whistle. I'll have some hot
absolutely.
Tea. Thank you.
Oh, good. Actually, I'm going to get you some hot tea. Bernd, just ask a question. I'm going to grab her some tea.
Maybe I'll also see if they have fountain drinks in the red cup.
And whatever the fountain drink, just make it hot. Thank
Babe,
you.
Did you hear that? Could you just bring it down? He put it in a fountain machine. You know?
I don't think Sizzler had hot drinks.
Oh, I forgot we're at a functioning Sizzler.
It's upstairs.
You couldn't have known. My husband is up.
Looks like
why
a normal
you can't
kitchen.
Hear him. He's in the room.
I can nuke my water.
No, it's fine. I'll get you.
You just want some hot water?
We can nuke it.
Yes. We'll put it in the microwave for you. No problem. We'll nuke it.
All right.
Okay. So
Gwen, this is a thank you for bringing this to everyone's attention because it is heartbreaking to see. This poor child has lost their turtle.
It's awful. It's awful. And I looked around Teak. I looked around.
Yes.
I looked on the cul-de-sac. I walked around where the Barnes & Noble is, and I walked around where the dustpan is.
Oh, right.
And I didn't see. I saw a coyote. I saw a squirrel. I didn't see a turtle.
There's a lot of coyotes around the dustpan.
They are.
Yes.
A lot of coyotes. Dozens.
It's a lot true. Of coyotes. There is. It's actually become a problem.
It's
really
weird.
Has.
And they stand like in a formation.
They do.
I saw
disturbing.
Them get on their top legs and raise the roof
on their
together.
Top legs.
They were dancing. It was. And I'll tell you something. It brought a tear to my eye.
It did, really.
Is it just because of these crazy times?
Crazy times.
When you have this opportunity to see something so rare and so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Can I offer you guys a caramel apple grape?
Oh, a what?
Caramel apple grape.
It's a gutted apple with grapes and then I cover that in caramel.
A gutted?
Nope. kidding.
So you hollow out an apple.
And what an interesting choice to use the word gutted.
Well, I'm one for spooks. Where's the hot water?
You're one for spooks.
Oh, then you and my kids would get along just great.
Because it is, as of this recording,
Right now, we're in Halloween the fall times. Halloween yes. times, as I've mentioned. Yes. So I'm sorry. Is this your own recipe? Is this a family recipe?
Oh, it goes really far back in the Whispers family.
Oh, it does.
My mom, Geraldine Whispers.
Okay.
And she used to get and you're going to love this, okay. a pumpkin.
And put
grapes in that, and then we put that.
Now, what is the idea behind putting grapes in it?
How big of a pumpkin, do?
Oh, we're a big gourd. Okay. If there's one thing my mother, Geraldine Whispered, loved, it's a big old sloppy gourd.
Oh, she sloppy. Sounds like my kind of gal. She wouldn't have minded the bumps, I bet you anything.
Ugh. Yeah, the... What were those? What
do you like those little, ones?
Oh, yeah. Pustules. That's right.
Pustules.
That's
pustules.
Fun. Okay. It's like a little dance in my mouth. It brings a tear to my eye to think about that.
Wow, really?
You are so emotional right now.
Very emotional right now.
I am on a new SSRI.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful. I think that's great. I'm a huge, big advocate of that. Wonderful.
As a pharmacist, I hope you've read all the side effects.
Oh, well, that is true.
It's something of my own making. It's something I went in the lab and I. Which is in my bathroom, and it's a little bit of Wellbutrin and a little bit of Ozempic.
So you were working in the lab late one night.
I'm a pharmacy tech. That's correct.
Is that true?
Yes. Pharmacy tech by day in the Women's Over 42 chorus by night. A little something for everyone in this beautiful time, in these crazy times.
You know, I've always felt a little weird. I've never been asked to be a part of the Women's Over 42 chorus.
Really?
Oh, we got an opening.
And no, I'm not saying that because I want, you know, it's interesting because we've never talked about the chorus podcast.
They must think you don't qualify.
And, well, that's very nice of you to say.
Are you a tenor sax bass?
Tenor sax bass.
I do play every saxophone, which
That's
is a little
true. We
known
never
fact
talk
about
that.
Me.
You play every saxophone.
Every type of saxophone.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to be asked to sing in it, even yeah. though all their work is definitely all have heavy sax arrangements.
Very
yes.
sax
it's heavy. Mostly just female voices and female sax.
It's very sax heavy and very sex heavy. They're yes. very lute songs with sax yes. accompaniment.
From what I understood, it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I have not had the pleasure to see.
You're not there, you're missing out.
They rehearse every day.
And they rehearse
now,
every
that
day.
Is one thing. They probably thought I was around. Too busy.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's.
It is wildly demanding.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Because everyone has to be there for every rehearsal.
Every day.
We pulled up the stats. It's similar to Cirque du Soleil. We train just
as
much.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's women singing the dirtiest songs you can imagine.
That's right.
And accompanied by every single saxophone
full
there
sax.
Is.
Full sax.
Full sax orchestra.
Full sax. And I am a soprano, too.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Switch.
Which is
that's the highest there
that's
is.
That's the highest mm-hmm. one.
That's very the highest good. There is.
Yes, it is second soprano. That's up there.
Oh, yeah. Second. I always thought
you could say soprano two or second soprano. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I always thought second soprano was like a step down from soprano.
Okay.
I don't. Oh, well, she's crying again.
Wow. All right. Burnt. Okay.
I have triggered the waterworks
it's
once
the
more.
The top. And just to let you know, we did a superlative and I won best attitude. So. Think about that for a sec. Burnt.
How often does the chorus do the superlatives? Is it quarterly?
Once a quarter, which is every week.
They do. It's Women's Sax Quarterly, and they come out with it. You can subscribe to it. I stopped a while ago.
Wait, it's a print magazine? Yes.
I'm in charge of asking why people stop subscribing.
Oh, no.
It was just too much paper. It was so wasteful every yeah. single week.
And we won't go
and
electronic.
It's like 60 pages. It's mostly just ads.
60 pages. Of every week of ads.
I'm on the board
Congrats
of making sure
to
we
Women's Sax Weekly. What is it called?
Women's Sax Quarterly Week.
Yeah, Women's Sax Quarterly Weekly.
Over 42.
Over 42. All right. And so did I guess I have to ask this question
course,
is obvious.
Of course.
Has the turtle been found?
No.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry.
And it's fall, so every time I'm stepping down, I'm crunching. I'm hearing the sound of crunch, and I think, what's underneath me?
Oh, and you're worried it's a turtle shell?
Yeah. One time I killed a snail that way.
Oh, well, I think we've all had that experience. That's certainly not, you know, you're not the only one.
I've killed snails on purpose, but not by accident.
Oh,
No, wait.
In these crazy times?
In these crazy times, listen. I know. And I'm sorry because I feel it's a trigger for you.
Consider the times.
Now, to be fair, this is when I was a child. Right. And I was under the impression the snail had bit me. And
really?
Yes. And oh. Obviously, I was mistaken.
Can I ask?
But I did have to go see a counselor.
It either bites you or it doesn't. No, I'm under the impression.
Yeah, what happened? Did it crawl on you?
I felt a bite. I turned around. I saw the snail. J'accuse. And I stomped on it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's a tough story.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I just want to go back really
quickly.
Did you
have to go to counseling because you thought it bit you or because you stepped on the snail?
Because I stepped on the snail. They thought I might be a serial killer.
Well, I think we
thankfully
know.
Thankfully, I was not.
Oh, good.
We know where your laurels lie.
You know where what?
Oh. We know where your laurels lie.
Did you say Yanny?
Lorelai?
I thought you said morals. Did you say laurels or morals?
Laurels lie.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's something I made up.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel so bad now.
And it's sort of just we know what side of history you're on. That's kind of what it means.
Okay, all right.
I like
where
that.
Your laurels
you know where
lie.
Your laurels lie. Yeah. Are lying?
Well, your laurels were lying in the wrong place. That's sort of how I interpreted that story when you were a kid.
Wow. But she's back to the some judgment at you, Bernd.
Oh, I felt it.
Wait, now here's the thing. And I'm going to try to do this without judgment, but I really wanted you to get to the bottom of why we're gutting certain fruits and filling them with grapes. I need to know if the grapes are intent. Oh, I did not.
Yeah, how many grapes to fill a pumpkin?
Right, and is it just for decoration or are we consuming those grapes?
Of course.
It wasn't an of course to me. So, you know, it might be to you.
We also don't know,
the Whispers
of course,
family, but
what she's answering
of course could also mean something different in the Whispers family.
Think about this. Think about this. You shut your eyes, you reach into a bowl.
Okay.
What's the spookiest feeling?
Okay, so we're talking Halloween.
Eyeballs,
times.
Right?
Yes, eyeballs, grapes. Yes, grapes with the peel off.
That's right. So we freeze the grapes. Peel them. I make a great grape peel off if you guys want the recipe.
I would love that. Add it to the menu.
It's actually in the women's
We are not getting a peel off station, Doug. We're not doing it.
I do love rice and grapes.
They are not brought together enough.
No, they really
And then
are.
Depending on the season, we could do a craisin pilaf. We could do...
What is, okay, so again, I feel wrong? Like I'm still really trying to wrap my head around...
Does pilaf always have rice or no?
There's rice
pilaf.
Oh, wow,
you're really putting it out. Yes, Doug. What? Rice pilaf is the name. So we're wondering, right. What is the pilaf part
is
of
rice? Is pilaf something that is done to rice?
Right. Do you peel?
You peel off.
Is it to peel off? Is that a verb?
I feel like we're the only ones who don't know the answers. And I feel
peel
like
on, peel
I
off.
Feel like we're college students.
The peeler.
I feel like we're college students trying to figure out how laundry works. That's how I feel right now. I feel like that's what we sound like saying.
Well, my mom goes and stands in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Does the peel off happen to the rice or is the peel off part of the rice? These are questions that I do have.
Doug, are you looking it up?
I think Doug's looking it up. That's when he goes quiet, he's usually Googling it.
So, and then you would, so it's scary, but are you supposed to eat the grapes?
So, of course. So you freeze the grapes.
Okay.
But why do you freeze them?
You know,
I didn't know this was, it wasn't a gotcha.
A single tear rolled down.
It did. I saw that.
Do you mind if I leave the room for just a minute?
My goodness.
If you need to.
No, absolutely. Sure. Whatever you need. You need some space. These are crazy times.
All right, I'm back.
Oh,
I just needed a minute to collect myself.
She did leave and come back. It was very fast.
Yeah. My mother's deceased.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you. And thank you. And my mother. Sorry, sometimes when I get in grief, sometimes the only way I can feel better is to sing about it a little.
Right.
Oh, I understand. But my mother, I get that.
Sometimes you don't question the recipe. You know, you just keep it as it is. And my mother used to freeze the grapes. And I do believe that by freezing the grape, it retains the flavor that much more.
Okay.
So when you bite into the gutted pumpkin with the frozen grapes.
Uh-huh. Wait, I'm sorry. So you are biting into it?
Yeah, you take a bite of the pumpkin?
Well, of course.
It's raw?
To get through to the grapes?
But remember, you've got that caramel coating over top.
I forgot about that. That it was.
Wait, was that initially what you offered us, or was it a different container for the
caramel? Gwen initially offered us a caramel covered apple that
That's
was filled,
okay,
with stuffed with grapes.
Now listen, that I can sort of see biting into an apple, fine caramel apple. Pumpkin though, biting into a pumpkin.
Okay, I should have mentioned the pumpkin's not frozen. The pumpkin.
Well, I think it's still a tall order.
Does it actually change anything?
It's still tall.
Question remains.
Because you know when sometimes you bite into a caramel apple and you just get caramel?
I think you guys are confused.
You don't get any of the apple?
Yes, sure. Yes.
There's no way.
But consider, not frozen at all, room temp.
Understood.
We've got that. Yeah, that's
healthy. And the pumpkin's healthy.
The pumpkin's healthy. Okay. Okay.
All right.
This is not what I expected we'd be talking about. This is a surprise.
I had a feeling, but I'm not going to say I predicted this.
Do you live alone? Are you with a partner? Do you have a pet? What's your living situation?
A beautiful, beautiful husband.
Oh my goodness. What's his name? What's he do?
John.
Okay.
Bon Jovis.
John Bon Jovis.
I know what you're thinking. It's a gorgeous name.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking?
He must be a hottie. And you're right. He's very handsome. Good man. Good bones.
Oh, great. He's had a good life.
Mm-hmm. He's had a good life. He's at sea right now.
Oh really?
Is he in the Navy?
Mm-hmm. He's in the Navy.
What's his rank in the Navy, if I may ask?
Second lieutenant, first removed.
Oh, second lieutenant, second soprano. First removed.
First removed.
And I don't want to go into why.
Okay.
But he makes just as much money, and it's all...
Wait, that's
it's
not
all
any of our business. Okay.
Oh, so is that sort of...
I believe in salary transparency. My husband makes...
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
$78,000 quarterly.
Okay. So.
And what is a quarter again?
In this case, every 2 weeks.
That's a shocking amount of money.
I did not think they made... But he's an officer. But he was first removed. Is that a sort of demotion?
Yeah.
Right. But she doesn't want to get into it.
I know, but I really don't want to get into it.
I know you do.
For legal reasons, I don't want to get into it.
My pharmacist instincts are kicking in. I can't help but ask questions.
That's right. You're a pharmacist. I'm a pharmacist.
And Burns is a little bit of a naval nut. You know, he's into those things.
It's true. I'm into things like, how do you get in trouble in the Navy? What happens to you?
It's just a little hobby of his.
Yeah. I like to know different occupations. How do you get in trouble and how do you get demoted? What do you have to do?
I don't want to say much more than this. Let's just say that there was a loose goose.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Now she's teasing you, Bird.
No, a
loose goose.
There was a loose goose who ought not be loose.
What? Well, this sounds like a nursery rhyme.
We're working on a children's book, and that's why I don't want to talk about it, because it hasn't gotten cleared
yet.
That's
great.
For legal reasons, I want to wait until we get the clearance, until we get it in writing.
I don't even know what legal reasons means in this context. I'm not quite sure.
I have absolutely no idea. It somehow affects the book being made.
I don't know. So how long is your husband, how long is John Bon Jovis away?
John Bon Jovis is away.
Second lieutenant.
And I do appreciate you saying his official title.
Of course.
Out of respect.
Well, again, absolutely. You know, that's burnt for you. He always gets the titles right.
Love titles.
He's back in a couple weeks. Okay. We do the long distance thing. Mm-hmm. So of course we're no stranger to FaceTime sex.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
All right.
Of course not.
And I have two beautiful kids.
Oh.
Fantastic.
And are they at home with you? Are they
They're at home with the nanny right now.
Okay. Well, how old are they? What are...
They are 14 and 26.
And they're at home with the nanny.
They have a nanny.
Right.
Well, can I ask...
trust the 26-year-old to look after the 14-year-old.
No.
I mean, to be honest, I kind of understand
Little
that.
Cletus? Are you joking?
Cletus.
He's the 14-year-old?
Little Cletus takes after his dad. He's a naughty, naughty boy.
Oh, my
Big
goodness.
Big Cletus. So,
AKA Second Lieutenant John Jovis. And what's your
Big Cletus is his Christian name.
What's your 26-year-old's name?
Little Cletus.
Oh, I thought that was the 14-year-old.
No, it's flipped.
That's Emily.
Emily, of course.
Okay, got it.
And she's a singer like her mom.
Oh, lovely. Nice.
Trizzo Soprano 6.
I thought that was a myth.
Yeah, it was just discovered.
Her and Ariana Grande are the same register.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was as crazy as, you know, Pluto not being a planet anymore.
They came up
with a new soprano. They were examining sound waves, you know, listening to a chorus, and there was this frequency that, Doug maybe could know a little bit more about it, being an engineer himself, but he was very into it, actually. He was on the
message boards,
the board.
Yeah, he was on the boards. He was sort of on the cusp of it when it was being discovered, right, babe?
That's right. They couldn't figure out where the frequency was coming from, and they interrogated everyone in the
Did they ask Kenneth?
they interrogated everyone.
That's good
everyone.
Instinct,
who's everyone?
They did not ask Kenneth.
They should have asked Kenneth.
Kenneth was
yes. When you say they interrogated everyone, who are you?
Oh, that was him in the corner.
That was him in the corner.
That's from, him in the corner.
What's that?
Song. Sorry, I got lost for a minute.
Wait, babe. When you say they interrogated everyone, who's the everyone?
Right.
Everyone in the chorus.
Of that
who
group.
Did that?
Okay.
Was it you?
With a swinging light above their heads in a dark room.
All they were
room.
Doing was singing. It was so cruel.
I know.
We didn't
the
get to
interrogations
drink,
lasted
eat.
Forever. I mean,
for
it was
hours.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
My kid's underage. It's wild.
Well, they had the nanny at least.
And didn't the bad cop give away the whole good cop, bad cop thing where he said, I'm just pretending to be mean?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, I think he finally saw that this was just really going on for too long.
Yeah.
So yes, that is now a new type of soprano, and we're stuck with it.
Getting back to the turtle, this was taped to your door, so it must have been one of your immediate neighbors.
It's got to be.
But you don't know who.
I don't know who. I went around. I left treats. Of course, I left pumpkins for everyone on their doors. I knocked. And
that was your way of letting them know that you wanted to know if they'd seen a turtle.
Right.
I could have been more direct.
I think maybe.
Direct, I think.
I think that's part of maybe the missing link.
I get social anxiety. Even being here, I get nervous.
Now,
why
is that?
No,
where do you think that comes
here?
From?
Oh, you guys intimidate me. I get so nervous.
Why? How do we intimidate you?
Oh, with your laughs and your jokes. And you're jovial and you're bond. I get so nervous. I don't have a ton of. I mean, I have the chorus, of course.
Yes,
but
course.
You see every
you have the
day.
Chorus, of course.
I've got the chorus, of course. But I'm mostly a lone ranger.
More
I'm more of a lone ranger.
Even though you're surrounded by these women every single
all the
day,
time.
You're married and you have two children the nanny. But you're kind of a lone ranger.
I leave him little notes.
Lots of TV.
You
references.
Know, my love language are gifts. I love languages, gifts. I left the neighbor some gifts. I haven't. Well, there's not a lot of kids in the neighborhood other than my own, so that's what was confusing about it.
I mean, is there a strange chance that one of your kids wrote the note?
Oh, you know what?
Probably not the 26-year-old.
Well,
probably not. Babe, are you? Oh, did you do the Starbursts? Are you opening up Starbursts?
Oh, I'd love to try one.
We ran out of food and there's all these customers.
How did you run out of food? Oh, because all those people, are those people all gone?
They all wanted crepes.
Was that just the lunch rush?
It's quiet hour.
Can I get a crunchy Swizzlers for the road too?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A what?
A crunchy Swizzlers.
What's that?
Squigglers.
Swizzlers. Changed so many times.
Sizzler, squiggler, surprise.
Wait, I have never heard of this. What in the world are you talking about?
At the very back of the menu, at the very bottom, underneath the bottom of the
very back,
cake,
the very bottom,
is the Sizzler, squiggler's big surprise.
Really?
The surprise changes shape and consistency every time I've come.
But is it always food?
Well, it could be liquid.
Well, but
it's something you can consume as a human.
It's edible.
You can imbibe
and not die.
Okay.
You
okay.
won't die. Well, it's spooky season. We don't know. Anything's possible.
Babe, have you heard of what she's talking about?
I have not heard of that. We
wow,
got
to
get on that.
You better flip to the back of the menu.
At the bottom.
At the very bottom.
I assume you've made menus for your Sizzler.
Are there no menus here?
Go all the way to the back and then go all the way down to the bottom.
Okay. Jesus is a large menu. I'm still scanning.
It's like a young, it's like a YA novel.
Why does the Sizzler need a menu?
I don't ever remember seeing a menu at a
Sizzler.
Yeah,
they label the food.
Right.
Well, yeah, and he also loves the, I swear that half the reason he wanted to do this was to get one of those light up neon boards, you know, where you can just write.
Sure.
Oh, God, does he love those.
Yes.
You do?
I love those.
I can't write on those. Too.
Like today's a theme park in a menu.
Yes.
I guess there is something a little satisfying about it.
Every day's Christmas at Sizzler.
You know, a lot of times kids will, do edibles and then go in and just stare at that sign.
Right?
Yeah. Well, don't get my 26-year-old in there because he's no stranger to edibles.
Well, that's pretty common, you know.
Yeah,
as
he
long
does medicinal
as just
psilocybin.
Okay. as those are the mushrooms, right?
That's correct.
Okay, is he like microdosing or
he had an ego death last week? He
I'm
said.
Sorry,
oh,
could
no.
you?
I da- oh, in a good way.
Oh, good.
I'm not familiar with what that is.
An ego death?
Mm-hmm. He said he lost himself and then he found himself again, oh, and wow. yet he still has no job.
Oh, an ego death. Wow, that's very. Mm. Maybe I should try it. Have you ever tried that, Bernd? No. You know, sort of just taking a little something, little the mushroom.
I have taken mushrooms not on purpose, and I did not realize that they were. You know, quote unquote magic mushrooms. I also not realize there were mushrooms.
Well, how did that happen? Was it like in a brownie so or a sandwich or something? Here.
It was in a brownie that was in a sandwich. Wait, did you make it?
Oh my God, that was my last Sizzler Squiggler's big surprise.
That's what, it was a brownie in a sandwich and I thought, I'm game. And I didn't realize that
it was a gutted sandwich.
It was a gutted,
right,
somebody had
right.
gutted
How'd you get around the grapes?
They had frozen a brownie.
And of course, don't forget the grape.
Don't forget the grapes. There was one grape in there that I thought was kind of a prize.
It was.
Yes. So in that way, I won. But I had a terrifying night.
Well, you were at home alone and you just experienced it by yourself?
I was out and about myself, walking Dignity Falls.
Oh boy.
And just seeing everything seemed to be melting.
I hope you didn't go near water because you could.
I went near so much water and
you could fall in.
I almost fell in so many times.
Into the falls.
Into the falls themselves, which we know
is basically just runoff.
Yeah, it's just runoff.
Right.
But
in these crazy times.
But you know, you can drown in half an inch of water.
Yeah, usually if you're a baby, but. That's usually for babies.
But if you're face down and you don't get up.
I suppose that's true.
Right. Right.
Wow, I didn't know that, Bert. I never knew that story.
Well, it's not a fun story.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I did suffer ego death.
And how is it that, and it's connected you because it's what she made. So where did you get this brownie sandwich?
What, did you come around my shop?
I'm trying to think. I probably came around your shop.
Pam's Pots and Plants.
Why you is took it over Pam? From Pam. That's right.
Because
that's
remember,
right.
Pam died.
Your plants.
Yes, that's right.
Pam died. I took over.
Pam retired and died immediately.
Which is so sad.
So sad. She didn't get to enjoy her retirement.
She finally
She was going to visit every national park.
Yes. Oh, she had huge plans.
She had just set foot in Sequoia. And she dropped.
She took out an ad in the Dignity Falls Crier Flyer and it like an entire page, which was not something anyone had ever done before.
No, yes, only yes. half pagers.
And she said, and she said, here's what I'm going to do with my retirement. And it was like this very detailed plan. She got to the first park and she dropped dead
from a bow and arrow.
Terrible.
Yes.
That's right. It is really, really unfortunate. There were cosplayers in the area and it was a Hawkeye, right?
Yes. They were recreating Last of the Mohicans.
No.
Wrong
the
place, wrong
character.
Time.
No, it was from The Last of the Mohicans, and that's Madeline right. Stowe yes, herself yes. was there.
Yes.
to cut the ribbon on the cosplay.
They were opening up a new cosplay center in the Sequoia National
That's
Park.
That's right.
Well, you know what she left us with? A hell of a story.
That's right. That's
it
right.
It sure is true.
What's really so remarkable sad, is that the arrow was technically safe. There was no point
on it. No point.
But there was the strength of the man playing Hawkeye, pulling that bow.
God, he was hot.
They called him the Hot Manslaughterer.
Oh, dear.
Slaughterer.
And women crazy because, you know, they can't get enough.
I can't get enough. I'll tell you what, my husband's at sea.
Well...
Sometimes I need a little something to wet my whistle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I mean, I think I do, or maybe I don't at all.
Anyway, you got the sandwich from my shop.
Yes.
Okay. So
that must have been it. And I don't know why I was buying a sandwich at Pam's
Pots and Plants.
It's confusing.
Pots and Pans or
we
Pots
don't
and
carry
plants?
Pot. We don't carry plants, but we'll pot your plant, and yes. we do have sandwiches.
I did. Because I came in with a plant that I just found.
You found
it? And I just cradling it in my, a loose plant, cradling it.
And I said, it's got minutes to live. Like, we got to pop this thing. Right. I checked the pulse. It was about to die.
It's like UPS. Yeah. You can just bring a bunch of shit and they'll put it into a box for you. In this case, you bring in whatever living plant you find and they can pot it right away.
Yeah, I put two irons on it. I clear and then I put it in the pot.
You okay.
I revived it.
And then she said, would you care for a sandwich?
Okay.
And I said, I skipped lunch. I forgot.
And I said, I should let you know it is gutted. But
yes.
But you might have a little surprise in there if you're lucky.
It was one of those times where I pretended I knew what the person was talking about.
What a terrible moment for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you'd asked for clarity. I would have told you there were drugs.
I wish I'd asked more questions. Yeah. Yes, or even one.
Even single question.
Hey, Gwen, I have an idea.
Oh, okay.
And let me know what you think of this. That turtle will never be found.
Oh,
so what if you
don't tell me that.
Dear.
Well, what if you were to buy a new turtle and then put a note on your door saying, I found a turtle. Is it yours?
Right. So what do you suggest? I leave the loose turtle on the doorstep.
No, I'm not suggesting that at all.
I don't think that was what he said.
So what you're telling me is leave the turtle somewhere random in a remote location.
No, let's forget the word leave. Let's just...
So I drop the turtle.
No.
No.
Oh, no. What is this? Aeschylus? No.
So I go to Sequoia with the turtle.
No. Oh, don't do that.
Where Pam died.
Get a turtle. Start there.
Yes. Get a turtle.
Okay.
And make another post, yeah, right? With a picture of the turtle saying, yeah, could this be your turtle?
Oh.
In hopes that the child would maybe see that post. And, again, possibly in the same way that when a hamster dies, unfortunately, parents sometimes try to buy another one that looks the same and pass it off as the same.
Yeah,
and a lot of times the child knows, but sometimes they don't. And with the turtle, I have to say, they do look a lot alike.
They do look a lot alike.
I don't want to say.
There's a commercial running now where a harried dad goes to buy a new guinea pig for his daughter. And he's in a hurry to buy this guinea pig, and then he gets the guinea pig and then he puts it in the little cage. And then the daughter looks at the guinea pig and says, that's not, Spoonie or whatever his name is. But
Spoonie.
This child seems too old to care about a guinea pig in the commercial.
Like how old?
I would say almost teens.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
I thought it was my son.
You thought your son was in a commercial maybe?
Too old to have.
Is he missing? Is that, are you looking for details?
He comes around now and then.
So I would say you could go down to Pete's Pets and Pots.
Pete's Pets and Pots.
And
it's amazing how many businesses sell pots on the side.
Well, not us. Not us.
No, I know.
No, you just put them in pots.
Like very upfront about one of the main things you do is pots, right?
Yes.
But
there's a lot of stores where end pots seems very much like an afterthought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, it's back in the early days of Dignity Falls when it was a ceramics town.
That's true.
And people were selling pots, vases.
Sconces,
figurines,
bowls.
Sconces, bowls, cups, mugs.
Dip
tubs. Dip chip and dips.
A bowl for dip. Dip bowls.
Dip bowls, yes.
Troughs. Dip bowls, dip bowls, and dip bowls.
Okay, we need a bass six.
Right. Well, you know what?
I'm telling you, Bernie has a lovely timbre to his voice.
That's all
lovely
I can
bass.
Do. I can only sing the one note.
He although you really the kind of almost sung two, you almost sang two notes.
I did, really?
Almost. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The men's over 42 needs someone just to sing the last note.
Well,
I cannot stress enough that you are not allowed to do anything else.
So you wait the whole song.
Just come in right at the end.
What is the word? What's
kind of like? Kind of like men.
Are you talking about Two and a Half Men theme song?
That's the one. Dignity Falls fave.
Watch more.
So many fan groups.
There's such a high percentage of Two and a Half Men viewers in Dignity Falls.
Yeah. And weirdly for the Ashton Kutcher version.
Yes!
Because the mayor said it was in Dignity Falls.
He told he said it secretly in Dignity Falls.
Secretly?
The show makes many references to Los Angeles.
It's on the PCH.
Well, it's on the PCH. Secretly, yes.
But
people do you know, Rocky Horror style recreations of it in theaters at night.
That, there was that year that Chuck Lorre himself came to town to be the Grand Marshal of the Thanksgiving parade.
That's right.
And he was so unpleasant, everyone despised him.
It was awful.
It was really, but well, to use the term, gutting to a lot of the people who were so excited to meet him and say how much they loved
the
show.
Don't meet your heroes.
He was just a, there's no other word for it. He was a real prick.
Real prick.
People despised him.
Oh, yeah. He was awful. He made me cry. And I know that's nothing new.
There's that statue of him that exists solely for people to deface it.
Well, he's in a compromising position.
Yes, he is. But that's never been done. We've never commissioned a statue solely to throw eggs at it, spray paint it.
He's on all fours.
And Sizzler surprise.
Well, Gwen, I feel like we should let you go. We really appreciate you taking the time out for rehearsal.
I can't believe that you're able to come
here. I'm an hour late and I have six demerits against me now.
Oh, no. Are they going to dock
you? Do they charge you?
You get seven demerits, you lose a finger.
What?
This
sounds like The Handmaid's Tale.
Women's over 42 chorus has to be stopped.
You can sing without a finger, as they say.
It is true. I prefer the show must go on, but you can sing without a finger.
Sing without a finger.
Much more oppressive.
Let me know if you wanted to do the last note.
What's the word again?
Yeah, what is the word that he sings on? Or is it?
Is it just a law or a bop or what is it? Did I do it?
Whoopee?
Pot.
Oh, maybe. Is it pot? Is that the word?
That's the one.
Okay.
Pot.
Look at that. Isn't that good?
I mean, there's auditions next week, so we'll see.
There's auditions.
But I'm off road only.
Just one.
Cheers.
Can you stop dinging the glasses? Everyone in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Just starts hooping and hollering every time you do that.
There are still
people. Oh, yeah. I don't want 20 tables worth of people to come back in.
Do they think there's a wedding happening?
Yeah, they go,
room?
speech. Every
what
time
is
these guys
kids.
Kids, yeah.
This is madness. I do have to go deal with that. Yes. So listen.
Gwen, is there any message that you, if let's say this little child is listening.
Yeah.
Is there any message that you would like to impart to this little turtle-less child?
Hey, little guy. Talking to the turtle.
This is my finger.
Sure.
Find your parent. Oh. Find them. Unfortunately, with my busy schedule, I'm not going to be able to buy a new turtle. So this one's on you.
Okay, I don't know if that'll be helpful, but
message to the turtle.
That was basically.
We don't know that turtles don't listen to this.
That's true.
That's true.
Yep. Schrodinger's
no
turtle.
Proof. You cannot prove a negative.
Schrodinger's turtle.
No, I'll leave the turtle with this. In these crazy times, all we have is love. All you need is love.
But it's saxophones that do it.
It's saxophones.
I think there's some saxophones on the actual recording, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's right.
All right. Well,
it's rock and roll.
Best of luck to you.
Come by Pam's. Come by Pam's.
Sure.
Oh, we will. Yeah, of course. Don't eat the sandwiches, Bert.
Well, ask some questions.
Ask questions first, sandwich later.
That's right.
We'll see you at the pharmacist parade.
I'll see you at the pharma. Big pharma.
The what?
The pharmacist parade.
Yeah.
Oh, the pharmacist parade. Yeah, the pharmacist parade.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll bring my bottles.
Sounds fantastic. You like take Maracas. Care, okay?
Bye.
You take care. Oh, she's gone.
Wow. She just. How did she get out so fast?
She just left like a shot.
Wow.
It was just immediate.
All right. Well.
And she never even drank her tea.
No.
I nuked it for her.
It's piping hot.
Oh, dear.
Well,
I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay. I hope that turtle finds its way home.
So do I.
I hope that little child is not inconsolable.
Me too.
And I guess we'll take a break.
Sounds
and when
good.
We come back, we'll have more of the Neighborhoodless.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, hi, my name is Patrick. The subject line should be, looking for picture frames, question mark? Hey, everyone. So, I am a diehard game show fan. My favorite game shows that I love to watch are America Says, Common Knowledge, Catch 21, and Get a Clue. A while back ago, Game Show Network sent me an autograph of Joey Fatone and John Michael Higgins because I truly loved them a lot. That's why I love to watch them on TV. I wanted to ask anyone is that I am looking for picture frames because I would like to hang up Fatone and Higgins in my room. Please text me if you guys have some. First come, first serve. To give me picture frames.
Wow. Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen.
You know, sometimes it just doesn't pan out. You know, sometimes we're not able to help. And I feel like this might have been one of those, because I don't know if she's going to do what we suggested, you know, do that.
I think she made it very clear she's not going to do that. And that's really a shame because, you know, she came in here seeming so broken up over this and all the, in this world, this crazy world, and all that. And then what I thought was, I mean, maybe not the best solution, but it was an idea. At least you could build on it.
Yes. I'd say the most illuminating thing to come out of that was that you unwittingly bought drugs from her.
Yes, which I did not. I really feel like the onus is not on the person buying the sandwich to ask, is there drugs in there?
Fair enough.
I really think it's the person serving the sandwich should say, the by
drug
the way.
Purveyor, yes.
You can't just say there's a surprise in here and expect me to know I'm going to be tripping balls. Right. A chilling
I think
night.
That's
that was
very fair.
Terrible, terrible experience.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, we have time for one more post.
Yes, I just want to check. Hey, babe, is everybody gone now? Is everybody gone?
Things are hopping at the Sizzler.
It's not even dessert yet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not even dessert yet. Well, it's a buffet-style restaurant.
Yes, but of course, they have to change over. They take away the meats. They take away the shrimp, and they bring out a souffle, and they bring out a cake, and they bring out the
stuff was just there at the same time.
Well, sometimes the desserts, sometimes you have to make room for the desserts. Well, we don't have the size that Sizzler does. This is a smaller
That's
buffet.
That's true. That's true. You've taken an entire Sizzler and shrunk it down to a room.
Yes.
I'm also building this based on my memory of Sizzler.
Oh, that great. I didn't know. That's interesting.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I guess that's why he was so hazy about what a tile is.
And one brick. Just one burnished, shiny brick. All right. Well, anyways. Oh, gosh. Okay. So this is a really interesting post.
Oh, good.
Someone was really taking a stand here. You know, we sort of... We mentioned this, you know, it's sort of a known thing of, one of the things that happens on the Neighbor Hap is most often coyotes can be posted about, right?
Yes.
So this person, this is her post, but then, and this is normally not what I would do, but she continues her post to explain it in the comments
section.
Oh,
wow. Right?
Okay. This is really all part of the post. And she is angry. And it's about coyotes, and she just says, "Let's stop acting like prey."
Wow.
And she just says, "I don't let my dogs out by myself. I carry one of those boxes of those things that you throw on the ground that make noise like a firecracker being lit, as well as an umbrella to flap open at them." Like she's Sean Connery in the third Indiana Jones.
Of course, of course.
With the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
Junior!
Junior! Junior!
I have a friend who is a junior and that's what I call her.
That's so funny.
Junior!
You named the dog Indiana?
And they were 2 years apart. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that right? Something like that.
Something like that. All right. So anyways, an umbrella. Great. Scares my dog. So I figure running at coyotes and yelling at them with it, I ought to scare those. So she's doing something that already scares her dogs. So doesn't seem like a great idea.
Is she experimenting with the dogs? Like, I'll try this on these idiots first?
No, she's saying, well, I bring the umbrella because I know when I shake an umbrella at my dogs, it scares them. So it should scare away coyotes. Right, but it would scare her dogs away.
Exactly.
And make them run away.
And what's the thing with the box on the ground that also scares her dog?
It sounds like she's trying to say firecrackers, but has decided instead it's a different name.
Sounds like firecrackers.
So she says, I wish I had a paint gun, because that would help. In other words, I am not running from a coyote or just standing by helplessly by if I see one. I figure the best defense is a good offense and will hopefully make them scared of humans. We aren't doing anything that scares them right now. I think that...
starting to sound like Starship Troopers.
I think that we need to change that. No animal is going to be afraid of a creature that is afraid of the animal and lets the animal do whatever. That's what prey does. It runs away or hides or freezes. Stop being prey.
Wow.
She is dying on this hill.
This is a bold stance.
This is a bold stance.
What did she go on to explain?
Somewhat.
Please
she said,
stop yelling
she
at me.
She said, let's stop acting like prey. That was the whole post. It was just, let's stop acting.
So the rest of that was the explanation.
Someone underneath said, use wolf urine spray. It keeps coyotes away. And that infuriated her. So she started her whole own post. Let's stop acting like prey.
Do you know what?
What?
She sounds like a cheapskate to me. She doesn't want to shell out for the wolf urine spray.
Is that expensive?
I can't be cheap.
Is that a high markup, the wolf urine spray?
Can't be cheap.
Please say this is an actual wolf urine spray.
You
no, exactly.
It exactly.
It's, it yeah, can't I mean, be actual
you gotta
wolf
pay those
urine.
Guys.
No, it's got to be a synthetic, synthetic wolf urine.
That would be a good, like, who has those shows? The History Channel where it's like yeah. Ice Road Truckers?
Most dangerous job.
Wolf urine collector.
Wolf urine collector.
We're working out here 24 hours a day sometimes trying to catch these wolves.
Got a tip on some wolf urine down on the ridge.
Put fire hydrants everywhere.
We saw a wolf drinking a lot of water. So we're monitoring the
situation. We're trailing him. A lot of times you hate to see this happen. You get a fresh load of urine and then you spill it all over the road. All liquid gold. It's really hard on marriages.
It really
I haven't
is.
Seen my dad.
Oh, that's why
he's just out there getting that wolf urine. Yeah.
You see all those movies where it's like, you know, a guy is a wolf urine collector, and then you see his home life, and it's just the wife is so mad. He's yeah. never home for dinner.
And he's trying to collect enough urine to get the quota so the kid can like play sports.
That's right. Exactly. All that hockey
or the
equipment.
Daughter can do her dance.
No, her daughter can her do her dance. Yeah.
It is an unsung. They're the unsung heroes.
So this person is suggesting we go an all-out attack on coyotes.
This is exactly what people misunderstand about nature. This is everything against what we should be doing. Of course, the coyotes are afraid of us. Yes, they are not afraid of our dogs, and they are hunting our animals, and that's terrible.
Yeah.
But we always are told...
No, from our point of view.
We are always told... We are always told that they're always more afraid of us than we are of them. I don't know. Is that not true?
I could see.
Do we actually think coyotes are sizing us up?
I think coyotes are. They no longer have any fear of us at all. I do think that's true. I don't know that they're necessarily going to attack us because we are still bigger than they are.
Yes.
But I don't think that they, I think that they look at us as amusing distractions.
Now a mountain lion, different story. We actually hear of that, or a bear, whatever. I haven't heard of a coyote attacking an adult. Has that happened?
I have not heard of that.
But in the first segment, we heard Gwen say that she saw the coyote standing up and dancing.
Oh, that
is the first I've heard.
Standing up on its top legs, though, which that gives you
like a handstand.
Yeah, that yeah. gives you pause.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I fell right into your trap.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so then I just feel like it's a little bit of an aggressive stance, and again, I she doth protest too much. Methinks, you know, of
you
like
think she's a coyote.
All right, maybe the phrase doesn't apply. You know, I just think that
doth mean.
I think it's that thing of acting. I think she's acting too tough. I think she's scared.
Sometimes it's just that simple, Dirk.
What did he say?
He said, "What does doth mean?"
I guess I mean to say, I feel like she's overcompensating. I think that she is afraid. I think she's acting too tough.
Oh, she's terrified.
Yeah, she's terrified. Of course she's terrified. Yeah. And this isn't the way to go about it, to make everybody else feel bad for, you know, taking their own self-defense measures. And I just think coyotes are an issue in what seems like almost every neighborhood.
Yes.
No matter where you are.
All over the United States.
They're
everywhere.
And you just got to do what you got to do to, you know, do what makes you comfortable. But I'm not sure that we need to go start an all out human against coyote war.
I don't think we should do that.
I would like to
see people doing the umbrella thing, though.
That's the sound he makes in Indiana Jones.
I just watched it recently.
Did I do good?
You did very well.
Bert. That's another sound effect I do very well.
Oh, there you go.
I blew it with the iPhone alarm earlier. That's what I can do.
What was the first one that was good? I can't remember.
Well, it was the dishwasher, but it wasn't the dishwasher. I can't remember what I did. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sound of rubbing something that's squeaky clean.
Yes, rubbing a squeaky clean plate. Squeakily clean.
Squeakily clean.
Like a brick.
Yes.
Like a brick.
Like a brick. So there you go. That's another thing I can do very well.
There we go. We got two. We got
the Indiana Jones sound effect.
Henry Jones Sr. chasing away a flock of birds to down a Nazi plane.
Down a Nazi plane. It totally worked. He just went, and you know, it's interesting. They didn't go in the engine. They went through the windows and just blinded him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was what happened.
Otherwise, he would have been fine.
Otherwise, he would have been fine, probably.
He was really just startled more than anything, and it caused him to crash his plane.
Now I'm just thinking of all the ridiculous things in that movie.
I still haven't seen the most recent one. You know what? There's some fun stuff in it.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. All right, Doug.
Well, of course, Doug loves. He's gone as Indiana Jones for Halloween 5 times.
Real in a row?
Yes. Can't get. No. There were 2 years that were in a row back to back. Yes. Mm. Can't get enough of it. Listen. I'm not gonna lie. The outfit's sexy.
Sure.
Iconic. The whip. Hat. It's fun stuff.
Let me ask you this: Have you guys done couples costumes?
Oh,
this is the end of the show, by the way. Sure.
You can stay or go. We're just going to keep talking.
Yeah, exactly. If I were you, I'd turn this off right now.
Agreed.
Yes. So what couple's costumes?
We've done Rhett Butler and Scarlett.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Role reversal?
Well, that could be good.
I would say this to any couple. If you're considering a couple's costume, get 2 years out of it. You do it 1 year, then you switch the roles the next year.
Love it. Mm.
And somebody says, really, well, weren't you this last year? I was like,
That's right. Yeah. No, now I am Goldfinger.
And I am James Bond. That's what most couples do. James Bond and Goldfinger. Yes.
One of the famous duos.
That's right. Name a more iconic one. I'll wait.
He won't be waiting long, I don't think. All right. Well, I guess it's time to wrap it up.
Yes, we really should wrap it up properly. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to hear ad-free versions of the show, you could...
Virgins.
Did I say virgins? Yes, I did. If you want to hear ad-free virgins, best of luck to you.
You come to the wrong place.
If you'd like to hear ad-free versions of these episodes, you can sign up at cbbworld.com, where you'll also get additional content from us called the bonus room.
Yes, that's right. It's just like sort of our rooms in our house that are extra. And
so extra.
But it's a full size
so
room.
Extra.
So random.
It's a full size episode.
Exclusive.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. But it's
VIP.
It's where we have different things happening. Sometimes we won't even be on those episodes. It might be other people from Dignity Falls.
That's right.
But it's things that deviate from our standard format. But just to give you more of a peek inside the world of Dignity Falls.
Yes. A peek behind the Dignity Curtain.
That's exactly right, Joe. Well, that's it for us. We will see you again next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye.
All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Hannah Pilkus. The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.